Good morning. This is Weekend Ozarks at Large for Sunday, August 25th, 2013. I'm Christina Thomas.
And I'm Kyle Kellums. KUAF is supported by Arcega's at the Depot, located on West and Dixon in Fayetteville. The Depot offers full table service for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, featuring coffee, crepes, salads, soups, and libations 7 days a week and weekend brunch. ArcegasDepot.com or Facebook Arcega's at the Depot.
In April, Arkansas lawmakers approved plans to expand Medicaid coverage under the Affordable Care Act. As the legislation rolls out, there will be changes for many Arkansans. The expansion will extend private insurance and Medicaid coverage to over 250,000 currently uninsured Arkansans.
This summer, we've had a series of reports about what those changes may mean. We dedicate this morning's show to those reports. We'll also have our regular Sunday montage and a conversation with Becca Martin Brown.
In the first of our five-part series on the deployment of the Patient Protection and Affordable Care Act, Ozarks at Large's Jacqueline Froelich explains how the law will work in Arkansas.
The Patient Protection and Affordable Health Care Act is designed to help the uninsured and underinsured secure comprehensive and affordable private health care coverage. In the scheme of things, that population constitutes 14 million Americans. That's because an estimated 80% of us are already covered by workplace insurance or federal entitlement programs. The 20% targeted by the act are self-employed, part-time workers, those with no workplace coverage, and Americans with no insurance. As many as 500,000 Arkansans are expected to participate, according to the Arkansas Insurance Department, which is facilitating health care reform in Arkansas. Deputy Commissioner Cynthia Crone is overseeing the new health insurance exchange in Arkansas.
I think we have a lot to be proud of in Arkansas and how we are responding to the Affordable Care Act and, in specifics, the marketplace. First, we in Arkansas are a state partnership marketplace, which means that Arkansas determines which plans go on the marketplace for consumers to shop. Those are approved by the state insurance department. We also monitor those plans. We are able to do consumer assistance, which only four partnership states in the nation are doing. And what that means is that we do an advertising campaign. You may begin to see the rollout of the Get In campaign, where Arkansas residents will know how to access the marketplace.
Arkansas Health Connector is our online site, and it will guide Arkansans towards purchasing private insurance.
So you will see an ad campaign. There is a website, and that is www.arhealthconnector.org. And people can go to that website to begin to get familiar with what is coming. On October 1, they can go to that website and be linked directly to the federal health insurance marketplace. They now can see what are options coming, what is this all about.
And this online marketplace will allow Arkansans to easily cost compare insurance plans, which will be spelled out using standardized language. No more small print, no more sneaky stuff, hence the title Patient Protection in the law's title.
So, for example, a consumer may want a higher deductible plan and lower copays every time they go to the doctor, or somebody may think they don't need lower copays, but they'd like a lower deductible so that their costs begin to be paid sooner. So the consumer will get information to help them make those choices, and then they can go to the marketplace where they have actual, what we're calling apple-to-apple comparison, so they can compare the plans in a way they understand, choose the one that's best for their needs and their budget, and enroll.
And you'll be able to browse bronze, silver, gold, and platinum plans.
And what it means is, at the lowest level, bronze, the health insurance company pays at least 60% of the cost of benefits, and the consumer, on average, would pay 40%. And it goes up to the higher levels. So at platinum, the health insurance company pays 90%, and the consumer would pay 10%, but the cost of that plan is higher. So the lower the cost of the consumer, the less the insurance pays, and the more the consumer pays. The silver level plan is the one where all the subsidies are applied against, and that is the plan level where the private option consumers will shop. So that's a plan that generally pays 70% and the consumer pays 30%. But there are cost sharing reductions in addition to that. So those who are at lowest income would not end up paying more than 5%, for example, of their costs versus that 30% in a silver level plan.
On average, insurance will cost between $200 to $400 per month. And Arkansans who cannot afford all that money will receive help to pay their premiums with sliding scale subsidies. Exchanges are not for casual shoppers, meaning if you are under a workplace plan, you cannot abandon it for a cheaper deal. Again, unless your workplace insurance rises above 9.5% of your income, or if employers' plans cover less than 60% of covered benefits. No American will be forced to spend more than 8% of their income on health care insurance under the Affordable Health Care Law. And several types of helpers will be on hand, including sanctioned commissioned insurance brokers, as well as navigators and guides.
And the guides and navigators will be exactly trained alike, credentialed alike, but they are in every county. They are local community-based organizations who hire people to connect with people in their community. So we felt like it was really important for the consumer to have someone they knew, someone they could trust to provide the information. So 29 organizations across the state have contracts now to hire individuals who will become trained and licensed to do education and actual one-on-one enrollment assistance with consumers to help them understand insurance terms. All of this is new for many people. We've had so many people never insured or underinsured. Help them understand, help them know how to compare plans, and help them with the technical aspects of enrolling. So we plan to have 500 of these guides across Arkansas or more, and we're real excited to see how that program rolls out.
According to an Arkansas Insurance Department press release issued in mid-June, 5 companies have expressed interest in selling insurance policies on the exchange. Arkansas Blue Cross, Blue Shield, National Blue Cross, QualChoice, United Security Life and Health, and Celtic Insurance Company. By the end of July, we'll know in Arkansas what companies will be selling insurance on our state marketplace. A major provision of the Affordable Care Act is that states must launch an online marketplace by October the 1st for open enrollment, which will continue into March 31st.
Open enrollment the first year is going to last until March 31st, 2014. And that's just because it's the first year. Later years, it will be a shorter open enrollment period. Those eligible for private option will be able to come in at any time that they become eligible.
To be covered by January 1st, you must enroll by December the 15th. Now, insurance companies, experts say, have made huge profits from unwitting consumers who purchase basic catastrophic coverage, which, for example, doesn't cover things like hospitalization. Imagine. So one of the best things about the Affordable Care Act is that insurance companies can no longer reject you based on pre-existing conditions, up your rates, or short shrift you.
And the average insured individual is paying an extra $1,500 a year to cover the uninsured. So we will take that away when everybody is insured. We're not having this cost shifting. So it's a way to not only get people healthier, decrease the costs, and eventually the costs of care, but it's a real economic boost, not just for the hospitals to keep healthcare local, but for the whole economy when we do that. And so I think it's important for people to know that doing this is estimated to bring an extra $550 million into our economy at the same time that we save lives, get people healthier, and lower our insurance costs.
And finally, under the new law, traditional Medicaid recipients will be moved into the marketplace via Arkansas's private option, the only one like it in the nation.
Under the private option passed by the legislature, those newly eligible for Medicaid, which would be your non-parenting adults, like an adult male, single, Those people above 17% of the poverty level, but under 138%, will be able to be eligible for private option, which gives them the private insurance shopping ability.
So what will happen if you don't enroll? What will happen?
For those who don't enroll, the Supreme Court said everyone must enroll. It's a personal responsibility to have insurance. So in the first year, in a household, every adult who doesn't enroll would pay a $95 fee and about half that for children. And people say, well, that's not very much. Well, the next year it goes up to $325 per adult in the household and half that for children. And the third year it goes up to $695 per adult plus half for children. So by then you're really paying what you would be paying for your insurance with your help, and you don't have any insurance. So projections are that very few people will not follow the law, will not enroll. Perhaps under 2% of the population will not do what they need to do and pay a penalty.
For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.